What's up, street togs? Street gods? Street vlogs? Nikki boy togs? Alright, Irk him in the house. Alright, so some thoughts. First thought. Don't hit me because I'm so much more jacked than you. Yeah. Flex. All right. So, even some funny thoughts I had back in the room. Zeus 4C. Wow, cool. All right. So, anyways. So the funny thought. I actually had this thought way back while where it's like, wait, I have a question. How come you can flex your muscle car? Or your loser Lamborghini, your loser Lamborghini, or your loser 911. But you can't flex your human body, right? I mean, shouldn't the human body be seen as the most virtuous thing of all times, right? Honestly, I think it's because most people hate their bodies. I'm like, bro, don't hate me because you wish you had my bods. Even kids, right? It's like, my dad wants to have your body. A kid told me this, true facts. But I don't know, my personal thought is we're kind of in this weird stage in capitalism where it's like kind of, I call it the will to uglification. It's like ugly people, ugly bodies, ugly aesthetics, ugly clothes, etc. And to be beautiful or to strive to be beautiful is seen as a positive detriment or a bad thing. Currently aloeyoga.com, they're killing it because, you know, the models they use are beautiful, and the reason why Lululemon is going down the drain is because it's like, actually, the sad truth of the matter is, if you really, really want to create a great brand or, you know, whatevs, right, is you cannot be too, it's better to be exclusive than inclusive. So inclusivity, you know, as a general concept, is a good thing, right? So I don't want to ban nobody for X, Y, and Z, but exclusivity is what works better in capitalism. So for example, if you really, really want to make a brand elite and desirable, you know, obviously you want to, you know, select super hot fit models. You don't want to have all body shapes and sizes, right? Unless you buy, otherwise you're like Lizzo and you just buy Fabletics, right? And like, you know, like any luxury segment, gear, you know, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Versace, can't even pronounce them past that Versace, right? All of it is predicated on exclusivity, right? And anyone who says otherwise, they're kind of a bit foolish. If everyone had a Lamborghini, probably wouldn't be as desirable. Or if everyone had a Porsche 911 GT3 RS, it wouldn't be as desirable. And also the funny thing too is, even with Tesla, right? It was super desirable back in the day because nobody had it, right? But now everyone and their dog has one. It's not as desirable. Even Cybertruck, you know, obviously you're like the big swinging stainless steel dick, but now in LA, it seems like you see a lot. So it's like, you know, it's still cool. I love it, but yeah, and then people try to differentiate other ways, like, you know, I have yet seen a matte pink Cybertruck yet. That's going to be super hot. Or a Bitcoin-themed Cybertruck. But anyways, so, yeah, exclusivity is generally a good thing. And actually, this sounds kind of inappropriate, but apparently there's like this notion of the V-taper, the, you know, in bodybuilding we call it the penis arrow. And you know, you want your body fat percentage to be around 5% before you could see it, and you can't fake it, right? And apparently, you know, I was just ChatGPTing it, and it was kind of like, the interesting thing is, it is seen as desirable because it's seen as desirable because it's kind of a sign for men of like sexual potency or virility or something like that. And so as a consequence, the good thing is you're essentially wanting to get a super, super low body fat percentage, because the upside or the positivity of it is, you know, it's a sign that you use healthy, right? And whether we like it or not, the fact of the animal kingdom, you know, they call it peacocking for a reason, right? Like the male peacocks want to attract sexual mates and the like. And you don't do that by trying to, you know, rewrite the codes of nature. You just, you follow nature and do what's natural. Like, simplest way to get to 5% body fat, 100% carnivore diet, intermittent fasting, no breakfast, no lunch, only one massive dinner. Ooh, looks like they're doing some painting today. Ooh, cool. Good morning.
Hi.
Looking good. Just no carbs, no starches, no dairies, real or fake. No sugar, just put sugar. No weed, no alcohols. Right? Super easy. I guess then the difficulty is when people are trying to lose body fat. Also people conflate verbiages. So for example, people say I gotta lose weight. No, you don't have to lose weight, you have to lose fat. But the F word now, I feel like the fat F word now is actually almost like worse than using the other F word. I think one thing that's good in Korean culture I learned is, you know, it's best to call a spade, be blunt. Yeah, so the goal is to lose fat, not weight.